that they breed with feral cats, the more feral the kittens become.
That makes sense.
That's why you have some that will never be house cats, but you still, they're loved immensely by their caregivers, you know, a cat colony, and it's important to get them fixed, vaccinated, you know, even microchip. That way they're found, they can go back to their colony, and they get an ear tip, which is a universal sign that that cat has been spayed or neutered.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
And rabies vaccinated.
Oh, that's so important.
That way animal control knows we're not picking that cat up because it's already fixed. It's got somebody feeding it and caring
right.
for it.
So that's a community cat.
Community cat.
I love
yes.
that. Yeah, that
yes.
is wonderful.
Yes.
So I'm talking this morning at Pep Talk. We've got Paige Carey, who is the VP of AHOPE. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes on News Radio 92.3. And in the meantime, we just want to remind you, this is the weekend. Today is the day, November 15th through this Sunday, the 17th, at the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College, WSRE's Festival of Trees. Now is the time to get your place ready for the holidays. And these are the trees of your dreams. Trees and wreaths that are decorated by local designers. Some organizations, a lot of them are very clever and interesting and funny. And some of them are really exquisite and beautiful. Something for everybody. So they're going to be up for auction and for sale this weekend. You can stop by there and see the trees and get in the spirit of the season and bring the kids because you can take photos. And Santa's going to be there and they're going to have holiday music. So that's today, Saturday, and Sunday. Admission is free. The WSRE's Festival of Trees, and the best part is all the proceeds benefit all the programming at WSRE PBS.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of Sign Then Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the ongoing developments with the fallout from Matt Gaetz resigning from his seat in Congress and who's going to be running for his seat to replace him. Also had an interesting conversation about the claim to represent the people and whether the speakers in the public forum at a meeting really do or don't. And why did Robin Wright, Jenny in Forrest Gump, get canceled this week? Find out in the Transgressors Memorial Service, which you can listen to on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this morning I've got Paige Carey here, who's the VP of AHOPE, which I'm learning a lot about. So
yes.
I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
So we were talking about community cats, which I just think is an amazing program. And you've been telling me that you've got some additional funding. So you have a office. But I wanted to clarify, if I had a stray or an animal, I don't want to bring that to you.
Correct.
So explain the difference between what you do and what a rescue does.
Right. Yes. We are an animal welfare organization, again, which means that we help the people and the pets of our community through a variety of services. We do not take in animals.
So I wouldn't want to come to your office with a stray.
Correct.
Okay.
You would go to the shelter of your county. If you're in Escambia, obviously that shelter, Santa Rosa County shelter. Now, we do sometimes take in what we call neonate kittens, or
the little ones,
moms with newborns, or newborns that need to be bottle fed. We work with the shelter when they are truly overrun and don't have enough fosters,
right?
And we take in the medically needy. So maybe they've got an upper respiratory or ringworm or something like that, and then the fosters will take care of them. We get them well and we adopt them out. So that's why people always think, well, you just take care of cats, but that's not the case. But cats are so prolific in our area that's where the need was.
Right.
But I did want to mention, too, that when we were talking about the Florida Animal Friend Grant.
Yes, that's so important.
For residents of Santa Rosa County, we were fortunate enough to win that grant again this year with the stipulation that it was spent on community cats in Santa Rosa County. So we have a special right now until the funding runs out that if you have a community cat, male or female, for $25, you can get it spayed, neutered, rabies vaccine, and microchipped.
Wow, that is an unbelievable price.
Yes. Check out our website. We have the registration opens every other Tuesday.
Okay, so if they go to the website to sign up for this.
Yeah, so like we just had a sign up this past Tuesday, so it would be the following week.
Okay.
And then the transport is for 3 weeks out. So, and you have to get on there, they open at noon, so you have to be on there at noon because those spots go like
crazy. Oh, sounds like it, yeah. And you said you have 9 male cat spots left.
11.
Oh, sorry, 11 male
cat. We have 11, yes.
So
if you've got a community cat that you'd like to get fixed on the December 3rd transport, please go to our website, ahope4src.com/vet access, all one word, and sign them up.
Okay, do that one more time. Get your pencil or pen out.
Yes.
Paper. Give me a second to do it. Okay, one more time, real slowly.
Okay, it's ahope4src.com/vet access, A-C-C-E-S-S. All one word, or you can just go to our website and use the drop down and find the spay neuter registration. Either way, but we want to get those spots filled and get all the cats spayed and neutered that we can on our trip for December 3rd.
Okay. And you've got the funding coming from different sources, but I'm assuming that you do take donations and sponsorships.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yes.
Who would be the person to contact about that?
Well, that would be me.
Okay. So, that's Paige Carey. She's the vice president.
Yes. And my email is ahopedirector@gmail.com.
Okay.
So yes, as we're moving into the holiday season, that was one thing too. Yes, we're trying to get our clinic completed.
And that'll be the first quarter of next year.
Correct. But we still need funding because there's so many extras on top of the loan that we have for the building.
All the equipment.
Exactly. So this is really happening. We know a lot of people were waiting to donate until the building was actually going up because we've been talking about it for 5 years. But this is happening, folks.
So exciting.
The plumbing is in. The electrical goes in next. And the HVAC. And then, so it's moving. So please don't wait to donate because with the holidays coming up, we've got end of year. If you need to make an end of year donation for your taxes.
Perfect timing.
Please consider AHOPE because this is truly going to be a game changer for our community in so many ways. We're running out of time. I can't even go into it. But right now, we just need to get it finished. And if someone's having a business is having a holiday party and say you want to sponsor a nonprofit, please consider AHOPE.
Absolutely.
And pass the hat around and one of us will come in and share some information and really give you the feel goods for the holidays.
So it sounds like you have a small staff.
We do. We're all volunteers.
And so I was going to say, if someone wanted to volunteer, do you have volunteers that do these transports? Is that how?
Oh, absolutely.
So I was going to say, if someone might have the time, I mean, I know there's folks that are retired, but they want to make a difference and they've got good cars. They wouldn't mind making that trip and doing something that's a positive during the holiday season.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Again, just go to our website and, you know, drop down to where it says volunteer. And you can fill out the form, and I'm sure that we can find a spot for you because we'll still need volunteers once the clinic is open as well.
All right. We're with Pep Talk this morning on News Radio 92.3 with our friends from Paige from A-Hope. We'll be back in just a minute.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 a.m. 1620.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health, 65 plus, Tuesday at 10 with her guest, Sarah Kay, on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The topic will be answering common questions about senior health. Text or call in your questions to 850-437-1620. Join Dawn from Ochsner Novant Health, 65 plus, on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I'm learning something new every day. This is my first solo week. And so Paige was just sharing with me, I have been remiss. This particular show is called Frisky Friday. How did I not know this? So thank you for sharing. Tell me, that's been a long time, right?
Yeah. It's Pensacola Expert Panel, but the nickname for the animal part of it as far as we know, has always been Frisky Friday.
That's probably a Wendy Summers, I'm guessing.
Frisky
Maybe she
Friday.
Probably. So yeah, Frisky. I like that. Frisky Friday. Okay. So I have Paige Carey here who is the VP of A-Hope. And we have just a couple of minutes left. So we've talked about donations. We've talked about ways that people could volunteer.
Correct.
What's what do you think is one of the most important things people need to know about you?
Well, again, while we're located in Santa Rosa County, we serve the whole area, and that's what we really want Escambia County residents to understand, is that we're here for everyone. You can apply for our transports to get your pets fixed, community cats fixed, and once the clinic is open, again, you'll drive 30, 40 minutes to Milton, drop off your pet, get them fixed, and then come back that afternoon and pick them up. So that's why this clinic is going to be so important, because right now you have to drive to get those type prices. You either have to go to Ocean Springs, Dothan, Panama City,
oh my gosh,
Baker.
Wow.
But this will be right in your own backyard.
So important.
Yes.
This is really great.
Yes, and it's going to help the rescues.
Absolutely.
Get all of their animals spayed and neutered at a more reasonable price.
Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between that you're not a rescue, but we are providing all of these welfare services. So you probably partner with most of the rescues in the area, correct?
We all try to work together. Yes, we do.
It's a huge problem in our area right now.
It is.
And this clinic is going to be a a game
yes.
changer.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. And we'll provide a lot of education. The clinic will allow us to have actually educational classes available.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, bring in church groups or school kids or whatever and bring them in and teach them about proper pet ownership and responsibilities. And,
it's so important, and, especially yeah. now during the holidays where people tend
yes.
to give pets at gifts.
Yes.
And by the end of January, the
I
child's
know. It's awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
So be
yeah.
don't, it's
be
a
careful
full
with
responsibility.
That. Oh, absolutely. It and definitely. It's a lifetime commitment.
That's right.
You can't just keep them until you move.
That's right.
You know?
So Paige Carey is here, VP of AHOPE. Thank you for coming in on Frisky Friday.
Yes,
I got it right
you,
now. It was great to have you, and thank you for all that you're doing for our animal community. I'm an animal lover, and
well,
I just respect you.
You
so much for that.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. This has been Meg with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.